This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance Copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. So this is Julie Benetti, and I'm back with Jacques St. Pierre, and we finished talking about the Chateau Frontenac, and now I'm going to pick your brain, we say in English, about the spirit of Quebec. Because you know I love Quebec City, and I keep visiting with my husband, and we walk around and try to pretend we come from Quebec City, but we don't. But we enjoy the energy, and the energy of Quebec is interesting. Some people I have talked to here who live and work here say there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy around Quebec City. And when we talked about the Chateau Frontenac, that emits a lot of energy too for inspiration and just, like you said, being an icon here of Quebec City. But are there other things?
Winter season expressed Quebec identity. When we compare ourselves to our French ancestor, French people, they talk a lot. They express themselves on every different subjects. And Quebecers are more reserved people.
Yes.
And they think a lot before speaking. And I think it's an influence of the long winter, which creates a situation. People live in their houses and they do not visit each other very often.
So people become very pensive and
very
thoughtful. It's funny because when I speak a little French, and if I have a chance to speak here, I notice, I hear and understand a lot more. I hear a lot in the streets is je pense. And I think, oh, okay, it's a way to start. That makes sense. There's a lot of thought, which is funny because for me, coming from the Boston area, when the winter is cold and people get often sad, maybe from their thoughts, or they get lonely. They talk about not depression, but almost the moods of winter, and people almost hibernate a little.
Yeah, we hibernate. I think we are confronted with not the easy part of the nature.
Right.
When pioneers came here, they had to cut the trees to eat meals from the animals in the forest. There was the winter, and at that time, in the 17th century, the temperature was lower than now.
Really?
A little bit. In France, they talked about the little âge glaciaire, le petit âge glaciaire.
Oh, like a little ice age.
Yeah, ice age, little ice age. That influences, I think, the people. It's a long-term influence.
It's funny because in the wintertime, if we've come, you know, even November or in maybe January or February, the St. Lawrence River is ice. Just for me to see that, huge sheets of ice. And sometimes you see the Coast Guard ship or something cutting through the ice.
100 years ago, we could go from Quebec to Lévis on the ice. There was an ice bridge.
Oh.
No, not each year, but most of the time.
Just to walk across?
Just to walk across, yeah. Now, in certain place along the river, they use an ice bridge.
An ice bridge. It's funny for me because it's cold in the winter, but when I see the river frozen, it makes me colder, if that's possible.
Yeah,
because you see the chunks of ice.
When, for example, we have ice canoe race in February, the people which watch competition are frozen, but canoeists are special
outfits or uniform. Yeah,
but they also say that it's warmer in the canoe than on the side of the river because the water is at 32 degrees.
Okay.
And could be 20 degrees lower.
That's interesting. So it's colder on the shore.
Yeah, it's colder on the shore.
And it looks to me, it looks colder in the water. Wow.
It seems, but
I wondered how they could row in that, and it must be freezing. And you're right, their outfits are smaller than what the people on the shore wear. Yeah. And yet, where I come from, sometimes I think they call them the polar bears, or the people that go into the shore in the winter in their bathing suit. They go into the water. But here, I wouldn't do that on the St. Lawrence at all. So also in the energy of Quebec is a lot of different and interesting foods. We started to talk about poutine. Does poutine express the energy of Quebec City? Talking about poutine, and you said, it's good.
It's good because it's simple and good. It had a good taste. It's a French fried and cheddar cheese and every different kind of sauce you like.
And it's almost like a delicacy here, I guess. It's funny because I was reading something and I was doing some research. And is it true that poutine originated in the 1950s in maybe Warwick, Quebec, at a restaurant, Le Lutin qui rit?
Yeah, but there's a mystery. Many little cities claim to be the first place to have sold poutine. It's not clear. It's somewhere in the center of the province.
Okay.
Maybe Drummondville, Victoriaville, in this between Quebec and Montreal.
Okay.
But that's not clear.
Online it said the restaurant owner was asked to add cheese curd to the fries. And the owner, Ferdinand Lachance, responded, ça va faire une maudite poutine. The English, they translate, that's going to make a dreadful mess.
Yeah.
Then I said, I wonder if this is a true story online.
That's the first time I heard about that.
I also found it interesting that Quebec itself, the name, comes from Quebec.
Quebec.
Is it an Algonquin word?
Yeah.
Meaning where the river narrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's one of the reasons for the choice of Quebec by Champlain. The founder of Quebec, before founding Quebec, he sails a lot along the maritime provinces.
Okay.
Part of the east coast in the United States, main coast, I think. He went to Cape Cod to choose a place to stay. And for different reasons, he chose a northern place. But Quebec, in fact, means when the river narrows.
When the river narrows, right. This is Julie here with Susan. What's one of the favorite books that we've written together?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations because you tricked me into writing it. It wrote itself and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What you know, you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations and I love the invocations because they're really powerful. And I love the way it slides into the Ender scripts. Hey, do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it, and you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now.
Get a great trivia book by Julie Benetti on Amazon today.
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing.
Hi, this is Susan, and I have to say that doing podcasting was something new to me. I do talk a lot, but when we first started off, Julie and I sat down and decided that we were going to put it in audio. When you listen to it, here's the little nugget that you have to find, because I was eating potato chips. So listen for the squeaky chairs and potato chips, then you'll know I was there.
So remember, it's not only wine and cheese that we have at these affairs, it's potato chips. Sponsors? Hey folks, Julie here. You know, sometimes things just don't make sense. And you get that there's something more to life. You can either do the work to find out what that is, or just stay stuck in the routine. It really is a choice.
Yet once you start doing the work, that becomes a part of your routine. That's what Susan and I found out. And because I'm a writer, we documented our process. Find it today on Amazon. Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series, a book of vibrational change, volumes 1 to 17. Ebook and books are available now.
Okay. What do you think is one of the most important places here in Quebec City besides the Chateau Frontenac? And it doesn't have to be a tourist place or a museum. For me, going a little further north and seeing St. Anne de Beaupré is very powerful, very beautiful.
The first place we think of is Place Royale because its origin of the city is there, but it's not necessarily most significant place. I like very much more recent quarter, which is named Limoilou. My mother lived in Limoilou for a certain period of time. That's a part of the city inspired by New York. You have a street which with number and avenue with numbers and a lot of trees, little houses, block of houses with the balcony and some stairs.
Spiral stairs, right?
I like
it. Sounds a little bit like Cartier Street, Rue Cartier, like that. It's not south of the port, but it's what, west?
It's west of the port. It's like Cartier Street, but it's at the time, Limoilou is 100 years of age. Limoilou was a quarter for the middle class, and Cartier Street is more is a higher class of people. It's a beautiful place. I like this part of the city.
Is it also a place for artists or for
there's a lot of artists now.
Music?
Music. Artists? There's a festival on the 3rd Avenue in the at the beginning of the fall season. There's a college and many little shops, a bakery, a good bakery.
It does sound like New York.
Yeah.
In that sense.
At another scale.
Right, without all the traffic and yes.
The building I like the most in Quebec City is not the Chateau Frontenac, is the Price Building, which is an art deco. It's our skyscraper in the old Quebec. I like this building.
Now, where is that? Which one is
It's alongside City Hall.
Okay, sometimes it's decorated, isn't it? Yes.
It's a small skyscraper.
Yes, it's in a beautiful area. Isn't that where they have the autumn festival, the Giants? Out in the New France Festival, think, occurs there. Yeah. And so you mentioned Place Royale. It's right here, by...
The little chapel.
Right, the little chapel here down in the older part, down below.
That's the older part of the city. And it's very attractive, too, but I think a quarter like Limoilou is more specific.
There's a lot of interesting energy there, too, because there's like a quad, we say, almost like a square there, where there's a church, a couple of different, it used to be a little shop, and now it's, I think, a cafe.
Yeah.
And then there are other restaurants around it. And
It's like a French square, and there's a statue of Louis XIV, the Sun King, in the center of the place, and it's a beautiful little place.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes I go to eat a pizza when I am sitting on the terrace and I look at the church and the other terraces. It's almost like I was in Paris. The same impression. It's a very nice place.
I agree with you. I know the area, and when I stand there, if I'm lucky that there are no other tourists, no people, no English, no photographs, I can feel the history, and I can feel the energy of maybe the people that lived there before, in the streets, because it's like cobblestone, and the building, the architecture, and even though they're shops and they're modern, there's still a feeling of that energy of the people.
Yeah, it's important because every pioneer families arrive at that place when they came from France and or some other countries in Europe. That's a kind of, in French we say, a berceau.
Okay.
It's rocking.
A cradle.
That's the cradle. The cradle for all the family, the French Canadian families.
That just completely describes the energy of the area of a gathering, and that.
And there's some plaque.
Okay.
Which tell that, for example, the ancestor of the Saint Pierre family lived there in Nidida. There's some of that, of those plates placed on the buildings.
Oh, the historic plates. I think I've seen some.
Plates,
okay,
yeah.
Sure. I've seen some in the areas. So now that's the Place Royale. Now the one up above where the theater is, where all the construction is.
Place Duville.
Where they have the ice skating rink in the winter.
It's a beautiful place too. Now we will have three theaters.
They expanded in the back.
Yeah, yeah. That's the funny place of Quebec. The young people go there, and there's always a lot of activities and different activities, and just the people walking on the
hanging out,
playing
music too, on the street
music,
performers, right?
Yeah,
they have shows there at the theater and music.
Yeah, yeah.
They had restaurants in this.
Many restaurants,
And the skating.
It was a market place 100 years ago. There's postcards showing people with their horses and little carts and vegetables.
It's right before the gate, right?
They call it before the gate. Yeah.
And then you go into St. John Street.
And I have a lobby cart of the film I Confess, which show Montgomery Clift and Anne Baxter on the Louis Joliet boat, which still exists.
Yes, it does.
And we saw the Chateau Frontenac on the back, and it's a beautiful picture.
I took that boat once with friends, and we were visiting, and we went around, and it was a beautiful trip, but it was so cold.
Yeah.
But it was fun traveling to all around the Ville and to the bridge on the Ville d'Orléans.
The Richelieu going from the island of Orleans and the Montmorency Falls to the Quebec Bridge. And it's always cold on the boat. In summer, it's always good because of the wind and...
Right, and the air current. So is there anything else to share? I thank you for your time and your energy. This has been very interesting sharing about Quebec City.
It was a pleasure.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.